In the days after the attack, physically, I was sore. At that point, I was just a 20-something porn star.
My name is Ginger Banks. I have been involved in the sex work industry for going on 12 years now.
I want to tell you about a man called Ron Jeremy. He would probably say that he's the greatest porn star who ever lived. He starred in more than 2,000 adult films. And he's also kind of a mainstream celebrity.
Really one of the most famous porn stars around, Ron Jeremy.
And I'm your biggest fan, man. He doesn't want to.
Now he's been accused of rape and sexual assault by dozens of women stretching back decades.
Adult film star Ron Jeremy was just indicted on more than 30 counts of sexual assault. The accusations include more than 20 women over a 23-year span dating back to 1996. The 67-year-old pleaded not guilty, 12 counts of forcible rape, lewd acts, 6 counts of sexual battery, among other charges. He's scheduled for a pretrial conference.
I first met Ron Jeremy at the AVN Awards. He walked by and like put his hand on my ass in my jeans.
I told some of my friends in the industry about it, and they were like, oh yeah, that's just what he does. So I started looking around online, and I found tons of videos of him touching women in public, and it wasn't clear how they felt about it. One of my friends tweeted that she'd been sexually assaulted by Ron Jeremy. Suddenly, there were tons of women sharing similar stories. I thought it was absolutely disgusting. Somebody has to call this guy out.
There have been allegations of rape and sexual assault against Ron Jeremy that go back as far as August 2003. How does Ron Jeremy, just being a porn star, give him the right to assault these females?
I got a lot of hate from releasing this YouTube video, but it also led to more women coming forward.
I've been with Ron Jeremy at some of these places. And I've seen people coming up to him left and right, you know, women hitting on him. What I think about the women that are making the allegations, I do think you have a good chunk of them are probably just in it for trying to get a payoff. You know, in some of these cases, I just think people felt guilty about what they did afterwards. And he's taking the blame for it.
The night that the attack occurred, I was walking towards the front of the restaurant and in walks my old friend Ron Jeremy. There was one door left, and that door was the door to the bathroom. He then proceeded to pull his pants down and push my head down at the same time. I froze. In the days after the attack, physically I was sore. Psychologically, I gaslighted myself. At that point, I was just a 20-something porn star. Who would give a
by virtue of his position in the adult industry, he really felt entitled to treat women's bodies in a certain way. You know, when we reached out to him for comment, he straight up said verbatim, you know, I am a groper. Like, that's what I do, basically. Like, almost that it was expected for him to be lecherous and manhandle women. And I want to be clear that there were women who consented to that. You know, that's fine. But the key word here is consent.
I don't know if Ron got more of a pass than other performers for handsiness. I am not somebody who ever saw that. But you know, this type of thing happens.
I think inside the porn industry, there's been this pendulum that has swung way too hard in the side of men have all the power. And I think it slowly came back, and that is where this reckoning within the industry happened, was that it was finally time for the women to be listened to. Things are never going to be the same.